Node.
6 0 1 7 7.
Node.
6 4 3 4 3 0.
Transceive.
Good morning, Houston. This is Chris on 2 for the lab MCA valve. The HV02 valve in the lab is closed.
Hey, Chris. This is Huntsville on 2. Houston copies. He caught flight out of the room.
Wonderful. Good morning, Huntsville, and thank you for relaying that message.
Absolutely. Hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Station Sophia 2 for next crew conference.
Station Houston with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, would it be, since I'm ARED and I finished all of my other activities, I wanted to just finish my ARED session now, and I was wondering if it's possible to delay my BPC by... So that it starts at 10 instead of at the blue box time?
Copy, Sophie. Currently at 9:15, you would like to push it back by 45 minutes, meaning 10 a.m. your time. We're going to call the doc so they understand that. I see no concern at this point of doing that push.
Thank you very much, and no worries if it's not doable. It's just nice to have, but absolutely no pressure.
Thanks, Sophie. I understand the flexibility. Let's plan for you to have it at 10 a.m., and if I get into a roadblock, we'll call you back.
Thanks a lot.
Houston, station on 2, Anil for PMC.
Station, Houston on 2. How you doing, Anil?
I'm doing great, actually. Better than expected, being a flight doctor and having specific expectations for myself. But, yeah, I've signed into Teams, so I'm proud. My biggest challenge was probably ID.
Copy. Happy to hear that you're doing awesome. So you're signed up on Teams already. Are you waiting for it to start?
Ma'am. I had some crew members here help me troubleshoot, but it's like waiting in the lobby, and they said to just check in with you guys. This happens sometimes.
Copy. We will work on the elevator music while you wait for your docs. BME's checking on them.
Love it. Awesome.
Just for you, Anil.
You got a bunch of people dancing up here. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Anil. It's going to take about 5 minutes for the docs to sign in. There was a disconnect on time, so they're sending in now.
Anil, copies. Thanks. That's a good thing. It wasn't my ID issues. No worries.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Anil and PMC.
With you on 2.
Hey, Anil, I got the docs and my BME on the PMC, but they don't see you. I just want to double-check you use the first link on the execute note link, PMC, not the other two.
Affirm, I used the first link. I will leave the meeting and rejoin it now.
Copy.
Houston, station on 2 for a... old hypervisor 4 question.
Station Houston on 2, go ahead.
Morning, DT. This may be an Orbit 2 question, but I figured I'd ask in case they left some handover. I have an old ZBook G9 shell or computer from the old hypervisor 4 that we had to replace yesterday. This is G9 ZBook serial number 1004. We left it out overnight in the lab for its battery to run down, and I have that now. It seems like the battery's run down, and was wondering if you knew where I should restow this.
Copy, Chris. Serial number 1004, the battery is run down. I will be handing it to Orbit 2. We do not have any notes on that.
Yeah, no worries. I figured you might not, but I figured I would ask anyway since I had some downtime. I'll look for an answer in Orbit 2. Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Thanks for asking. Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
This is Weekend 2.
All righty, Chris. Team effort from the ground. Other folks just called me from Huntsville to let me know that you have an activity actually at 1725 with the information of where to stow that fail computer.
Oh, that's amazing. I totally didn't even notice that sliver on my timeline. That is perfect. Thank you, DJ. Thank you, Huntsville team. Much appreciated.
You betcha. I didn't notice either. So, yes, thank you, Huntsville.
Houston, Station on 2 for ARAD Folder TV.
Station, Houston on 2.
I'll just check in if you guys like the view.
Looks good. Thank you, Jessica.
Houston on 2 for ARAD. Will my Acer be on 3 or 4?
Jessica, the Acer should be on 4.
Happy 4, thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for stowage.
With you on 2, Chris.
I am working on stow track step 214.03 for Cygnus 24 Cargo Ops, and I had, basically there's no way that item will fit in that location. That location does have an old Max Cevis consumables kit. Presumably this one replaces that one, so if we remove the old one, this will fit, but otherwise there's, no chance it'll fit.
We copy, Chris. There's currently a Max Cevis kit in the location we're sending you to. The new Max Cevis item will only fit if we remove the old one. I'm just checking on that now.
Awesome. In the interim, I will just leave that temp stowed on Lab Deck 5.
Copy. Temp stowed Lab Deck 5. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack on Pets Audit.
Thanks with you on the deuce.
Good morning. I have a data point for you. We just saw the note that you left us about the MTE 1.0 CTB on node 2. So we wanted to give you two pieces of information. The first one is the use of that CTB. It is currently empty because it's the O2 PVA cylinders that are currently on the airlock that will be as part of the EVA series. So it will take about 2 months or so for us to then take that hardware and then put it back into the CTB. So it is correct that CTB will stay empty for that duration. Now, because it's empty, we wanted to ask you to put it on a specific location so we can track that CTB. It should go into PMM Overhead 2 Locker Delta. Any questions?
PMM Overhead 2 Locker Delta. I'm just thinking about that space down there in Node 2 to make sure we don't steal it for something else for when it does come back. But I think that all makes sense, and I will store that for you.
Copy, Jack. We appreciate that. Yeah, we wanted just to move it so there's no confusion in Node 2 with an empty CTB given the color of the bag.
Huntsville, station on 2 for Ivy Jen.
And we're with you on 2.
I'm just looking to get started for Ivy Jen and wondering if I'll be talking to the PD on 3 or 4.
I am going to be talking you through these procedures today, and we're going to be on 3.
Okay, copy that. I will get the lock set up on 3. Just to make sure I've got everything I need here, I have the two water bags that I filled from the PWD, and then I have IV Gen mini IV bags, 2011, 12, 13, and 14. And I also have, Sophie pointed out, a large a trash bag. I'm wondering if that's something that I need to have in the glove box as well. I didn't see that in the stow notes.
And it sounds like you have everything you need. The trash bag is going to be a large Ziploc.
Yeah, I do have the trash bag, so that will go inside the glove box, or there's already one in there.
placing that into LSG.
Okay, well, I think I've got everything ready to go in, and then I didn't see anything about, like, fanny wipes or anything. We don't wipe anything off before we put it in like we do for some of our other experiments.
That's correct. No wiping with fanny cloth today.
Okay, copy. I'll grab my gloves, and I'll get stuff in the glove box then, and then I'll get my headset on. Station on 2 for brine transfer.
Hey, Jessica, with you on 2. Saving is in place, so you are go in step 2.4.
Hey, copy. Go in 2.4. Thank you, Pete. And I've got serial number 1315.
Matches what we expect. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for your notice.
Go ahead.
So, Pete, just checking in on step 2.8.3, you're not expecting this one to already be labeled brine only, correct? I should label it.
Checking. Yep, that is correct.
Copy, thanks.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 really quickly before the LOF. I was wondering if I have an early go to do the hand power on.
Your go.
Copy that. I will get that in work.
Houston Station on 2 for brine transfer.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Pete, just double-checking since it's not specifically in the procedure. There is currently the brine processor transfer hose that's already hooked up to QD41 Foxtrot, so I'm just going to demate that one in order to hook up the brine transfer hose that's connected to my new DNA bank, correct?
Checking. Yes, we concur. If you check 2.8.4, there should be an expandable block that covers that, but you are correct.
Yep, I am in the expandable block, and I do see that. I just wasn't looking at the D mate. I was looking at it as a mate, so I see the D mate and then the mate, so that all makes sense. Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate you double-checking that.
Houston Station on 2 for recycle tank train.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
VA is configured for recycle tank train. You're going to proceed with commanders.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Huntsville Station on 2 for all regen.
We're with you on 2.
Back over at the glove box, ready to get in. I see that we will get space to ground 3 and 4 back in just a minute. So you guys good with that?
We are checking.
Copy.
So you can go ahead and get into LSG, and once you get in, let us know the screen time and volume displayed on the LCD.
Okay, copy. Right now I see 42 minutes and 1,000 milliliters on the menu.
That is perfect. Thank you.
Station on 2 for Jack. A quick question, sir. Station, Houston on 2 for Jack. Have a quick favor to ask of you.
Houston, Jack will be on 2.
Hey, thanks, man. We have to make a last-minute update to Optimus for an upcoming activity. So could you please help spread the word to not make any status updates or crew notes for the next 10 minutes amongst the crew, and then we'll let you know when you can start doing that again.
Yeah, because I just did a crew note, and I screwed something up.
No, it's not. It doesn't involve you in any way. You're safe.
Well, that's very kind of you to say that, whether or not it's true. And I will pass the word to the Russian colleagues to that as well, or is this just USOS?
Colleagues as well.
Copy. No crew notes for the next 10 minutes for all crew.
Correct. Or status updates as well.
Okay, no status updates, so just don't interact with Optimus for the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it, but you can't make any changes. Gotcha.
Copy. Eye candy only.
Copy, Jack. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for Maddox.
Go ahead. With you on 2.
Pete, just checking if I can do that Maddox activity a little early.
Yes, you can. You are go.
Happy go. Thanks. Houston Station on 2 for recycle tank train.
With you on 2. Jessica, go ahead.
Looking for your go on 3.1.2, Pete.
All right, you are go. I do have a quick Delta N request for you, though, when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy?
All right, so when you check the indicator on the side of the tank, it might not actually show as fully empty, and there's a quick handover. I'll get you some words here in a second. Okay, Jessica, back with you on two. All right, sorry about the bad timing on that. For the recycle tank activity, in step 3.1, you'll need to check that the quantity indicator is at empty. We've seen it before where the indicator isn't all the way at the bottom, and it might show between the letters T and Y on the empty label. Ethos says that's completely fine. And then the second item was, once you get the chance, if you can help spread the word that Optimus is ready to be used again, so you can start updating statuses and leaving crew notes.
Okay, copy. Optimus is go, and understand the message about the maybe not all the way empty.
All right, thank you.
Send station checks on 2 for step 220, Cygnus on pack.
Go ahead, Jack, step 220.
Pulling out the 8.0 CTV out of Cygnus, putting in a PMM. There's just a single phone box KU transmitter in there. Can I just stow the phone box with the KU transmitter and retire the 8.0 to the pantry? Or do you you need that phone box inside the CTV?
Checking. All right, Jack, I have an answer as soon as you float it away. And, Jack, we are go with your plan.
Thank you, sir.
So finish it on 2 for recycle back.
Go ahead.
Betsy, we are in fill, and the urine transfer compressor hose is demated and untapped. Compressor port is untapped.
All right, thank you. Good config.
Okay, thanks. Sensation on 2 for Unibank question.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
The stone note tells me to put the Unibank in the note 3.4 end cone. It came out of the 4.05171 in the end cone. Is there a reason why I'm not putting it back in there? We prefer stowing them in those 4.0s versus just loosely in the end cone. Or if we're using this one again soon, I would suggest just leaving it temp stowed in fall.
Okay, I can. All right, so Ethos says you can actually put that back into the 4.0 CTV. No issues with that. Thanks for checking.
Thanks, copy. That's where I'll do.
Station on till on space to ground 2 for Jessica and Ivy Jan.
Hold on, 2.
Hey, Jessica, just wanted to let you know, if you would like, you can start the next Ivy Jan activity early.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll float over there right now.
Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Neil or any available crew looking for some IWIS RSU troubleshooting.
Neil, with you on 2. Great to hear from you. What can we do?
All right, so you have been selected to help troubleshoot the bane of Pluto's existence. We need you to troubleshoot some accelerometer and accelerometer sensor in the SM, and I have the steps and location when you're ready to copy.
All right, I am ready to copy. Let's do this.
All right, sir. So we'd like you to head over to the SM and check IWIS RSU 1027. It's a silver box with an antenna sticking out the top. We'd like you to make sure that the power switch is on, as well as the power switch on the associated emerald brick, serial number 1014, as well as the power switch on the SM power panel powering the entire thing. The locations are SM panel 216 and 209. And once you get that written down, I have one more follow-up step.
All right, what I have written down is head over to the SM, go to panels 216, 209, look at the RSU serial number 1027, and I'm going to check that 3 switches are on. One is the emerald brick, the other is like the main panel, and the other is the silver power brick.
Yes, sir. Good read. And so if any of the switches are off, turn them on. But if they're already on, we'd like you to run 4.101 with communication troubleshooting, steps 1 and 2.
All right, if they're off, turn them on. If they're on, then go to 4.101 and do steps 1 and 2.
Very good read, and Godspeed. The system causes a lot of heartache on the Pluto console.
Oh, well, it's actually great for me because it's a good proof of concept that I can maybe do something up here. So thank you for it.
Sounds good to us. Thank you so much.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica. We are available on 2 if you need it, but this is the same steps as the last activity.
Yeah, I copy you on 2. The bag is filling. I labeled it GMT-196-1533, so that's the time I saw for start, and it's fill cycle 4. I don't see any leaks.
Perfect.
All right, I'll see you back here after my next activity.
Sounds great. Thank you.
And station on 2 for AGA.
Hey, Jessica, go ahead with AGA.
Maybe I was going to go get all the stowage for the AGA activity, and I know that the desire is to do that on the NWA. I see that we have a very short band of KU only, though, but is that what you're trying to target for seeing it having a view, or what's your idea for that?
Checking. All right, Jessica, back with you. The gist is that for execute note number 4, that's when we would need the video. So Ethos suggests that you get started and get everything set up, and then once we get KU, you can go into execute note step number 4. But the video is being recorded, so if we run out of time because it's only a 7-minute pass, that's fine, and then we'll just downlink the video after the fact.
Okay, copy all. Thanks.
Yep, and then just to be a little more clear because I missed something here, if we do start running out of time, we can use that little bit of KU to basically just verify the view in the camera, and then we can just record the whole thing. So no time pressure.
Hey, copy. Well, I don't have the stuff out yet, but hopefully I'll have it out and over here in time for that.
Copy. Appreciate it.
And Houston Station on 2 for Repower, Anil.
Go ahead, Anil. What did you find?
Emerald Brick was powered off OFF, so I just turned it on, and the silver brick was on, and the source power was on, so I didn't do any additional steps, and it's a mobile brick, so it was by panel 214, but confirmed with them that I think that's the one you're looking for, and confirmed the serial number 1014, powered it on.
All right, we copy all. That sounds good to us. We'll check it on the ground. No further action. Thanks, man.
Station on 2 for AGA.
Hey, Jessica, go ahead.
Hey, Pete, I think I am where you need me to be. I am in step 4, so I've got just one battery in. I have AGA serial number 1002, and I have battery 1016 installed.
All right, we copy.
The camera is all set up with a view of the screen, so I'll just hold for you there.
Yes, please. We'll let you know as soon as we get KU back. Station on 2 for Jessica and Sophie. We got KU and video back.
We copy. So, station to be on 2. Copy 2, and I'm in the airlock ready for the comm check.
All right. Sophie, give us 1 second. We have to route the video up to the big board.
Sure. No problem. Take your time.
And Jessica on 2, can you please pan the camera left?
And Pete, would you like me to still keep holding in step 2.3 for now? Can you say again, please?
Sorry. So Jessica, if you can pan the camera left just a minute and then hold for Sophie's scene and voice check, and then Jessica, I'll be right back with you. Thank you, Jessica. And Sophie, we are ready. All right, Sophie, good scene and voice. Thank you much. And Jessica, camera looks good. Thank you much.
Hey, copy, Pete. So then, like you said, we are recording now, so I can just basically proceed through the procedure.
Checking. All right, Jessica, thanks for being patient. Yes, you are go to get started on that step with the AGA. And then when you manipulate the AGA and put it back into the field of view, if you can just match this as closely as possible, Ethos says that'll work.
Great, yeah, I mean, I wasn't ever planning on changing the view, so I'll just leave everything where it is, and I'll see.
Copy, thank you much.
I am pulling out and holding the power toggle switch, but it is not doing anything. It's not turning on.
All right, Jessica, we copy. We thought this might happen, so you can go ahead and just switch to the other battery and see what it does.
Copy, I'll switch to the other battery. And it was either port, right? It doesn't matter which one it's in.
Yes, Jessica, you're correct. It does not matter which port the battery is in.
Okay, copy. So no signs of life for battery 1016. I will go ahead and proceed to the other battery.
Copy all.
Sensation on 2 for AGA.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, same result for the other battery 1020, also no signs of life. So I'm in the last procedure, and I've just reinstalled the original batteries.
All right, thanks, Jessica. That is the data that we were after. Appreciate your help.
All right, no problem. Console on 2 for IVGen.
With you on 2.
I feel complete and 1,000 milliliters, so I'm assuming I'm good to get in, and looks like we'll have KU in a few minutes anyway.
You are good to get started.
All right, so, well, I need the static drift other.
Yes, you will need the exact wrist tether. We will be using the card again.
All right, copy. I'll get gloves, put in, and then I'll have you guys on 3 on lock.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew.
Houston, station on 2. I think this guy Mills is available.
Sounds good. He fixed the iOS RSU, so sounds like a good bet. Two items. The first item is that we are ready for the orange regen recycle tank process activity on Jessica's timeline. That can be performed by anybody because we know she's busy. And the second item is we got a check separator light on the WHC, which means that it is no-go for use, and we'd like somebody to run block indigo on the malfunction cue card.
All right, I'll do block indigo, and I can pick up the regen as well if you could let me know what to do.
Yeah, that'll work. If you just take a peek at Jessica's timeline at 1705, you'll see the regen activity in orange.
Got it. On it. Thank you. Houston Station on 2 for WHC block indigo. We're unsure of when the valve was closed. There's no off-nominal sounds, and changes to airflow, I mean, it's off, so that's where that stands.
All right, copy. And then if we can confirm those answers with the last person to make use of WHC, and then we're going to do some stuff on the ground.
Houston, station on 2 for WHC. I don't think we're going to be able to determine the person who used it last for block indigo on that. The last one we were able to identify was a couple hours ago.
All right, we copy. We do have some actions for you, so stand by. All right, Anil, back with you. I've got those steps when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Sir, so we'd like you to perform 11.5.403 WHC check separator troubleshooting steps, and you can run the whole procedure and see if that light turns off.
All right, 11.5.403 WHC check separator all steps. See if the light turns off.
Read.
Houston station on. Thank you for WHC. We went through the steps and everything was nominal, including sounds and vacuum. And then I turned it off after 30 seconds and checks up came back on red.
Okay. We copy. We're talking it. And how long, after you took the urine valve off, how long did it take for the red light to show up?
Almost immediately.
Copy. We're still talking it. Daniel, thank you so much. WHC is still no-go for use. We're working on some more troubleshooting steps, and we will call them up to you as soon as we have them.
Copy, no-go for you.
Station on 2 for Anil and friends. We've got some WHC troubleshooting steps for you when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
All righty, sir. So what we'd like you to do is remove panel 2 of the WHC. And then inspect all the hoses and lines that are running to and from the separator, looking for any kinks and blockages. So basically, we want you to report anything that looks off nominal. But if you see any leakage, that's going to be HAZ level 2, so don't touch it and let us know.
Okay, got it. So remove panel 2, inspect hose and line to and from the separator, look for anything off nominal, kinks or blockages, and then if there's a leak, I'll have PPE ready because it has level 2.
Yep, good read, and have fun.
Hey! That was a yay. We always do. It was a real one. All right. And Houston Station on 2, before the panel. Doing the panel 2 thing, just wanted to pass on for the regen activity. The UPA fill drain is at process, and the red is on red, which is the fill drain compressor port is connected to the corresponding red hose to UPA.
Thank you. That's a good config.
Houston Station on 2 for WHC pump separator, taking a look at the hose and pump separator with Sophie, and we didn't see anything off nominal there. There is no leaks, and I don't see any kinks.
All right, we copy. That's good-ish news, I suppose. We will come up with some more steps and let you know.
Do you want me to take any photos of it?
No, thanks. If as long as it looks normal to you right now, I think we're good, and then OSA will figure out what the next steps are.
Okay, go. Sounds good. Thanks.
Station on 2-4, Neil, and more WHC troubleshooting.
With you on 2.
So we know you guys are just about to start your roles and responsibilities training, but if you have time, we would take another run-through of 11.5.403 WHC check separator troubleshooting steps.
Okay, that's pretty fast, so we'll do that. That's 11.5.403. We'll do that now and report back.
All right, thank you. In the past, doing this twice has cleared it up, so fingers crossed.
Houston, station on 2. We just executed 11.5.403. Check separator light, red light came on immediately after shutdown of the fan. We let it run for 1 minute and 30 seconds. One thing we did notice is perhaps for Sophie's familiarity with it, it took a bit longer for the dose pump and operator light, green lights to come on after starting it, maybe about 4 to 5 seconds.
All right, copy. All right, Daniel, thanks. Sorry about the weird pause there. So, yeah, WHC is still no go for use, and we will have some more troubleshooting steps for you after your roles and responsibilities training.
Copy, no go, and I'll be standing by. I'll give you a call once we're done.
Copy.
Station on 2, back with, it's a bill back with you for that WHC troubleshooting.
All right, stand by one, checking to see if we have the steps ready. Okay, yep, nope, we're not ready quite yet, but we will call you as soon as we have the next steps.
Time, the Russians were kind enough to let us use their off for you.
And then, Neil, back with you real quick. Copy that. The Russians have been very kind in that regard. And actually, we will call you once you finish your roles and responsibilities. I don't want to interrupt you with the WHC troubleshooting, even though the steps aren't quite ready yet anyway.
Well, we actually, sorry, I wasn't clear. We are done with that roles and responsibilities, so we're ready anytime you're ready.
Copy. And is that both role and responsibilities activities or just the EMER roles and responsibilities?
Both of them.
Oh, all right. Well, copy. Well done, guys. So then we will call you as soon as we have those steps ready.
Sounds good.
Station on 2-4 Anil and some more WHC troubleshooting steps.
Houston, station Sophie's on 2. If you don't mind waiting a few seconds, we'll be waiting for him to come back from the Russian segment, and he'll enter shortly after, and it's a good also opportunity for us to give him a handover, so I'd prefer for you to wait until he's back.
That sounds good to us. We'll be here.
Thanks, Pete.
Houston, station Anil's with you for WHC.
All righty, sir. So what we'd like you to do is take WHC to internal and leave it there, and then repeat procedure 11.5.403. The intent is that this will help us suss out if perhaps a filter needs to be R&R'd.
Right. Take it to internal, leave it there, and then perform 11.5.4.3.
Yep, good read. And this is basically just to validate that the downstream path is fine or not. And, Neil, I have one quick follow-up for you.
Yes, ready for that.
So when you finish 11.5.403, if you could please leave WHC on for 90 seconds.
90 seconds will do. Houston station on 2, block 1 of internal is complete, and our number of uses is 98359.
We copy, 98359.
Yep, good
read. Houston station on 2, we completed 11.5.403. It's still on internal. We got an immediate check separator read after switching it off. We ran the full 90 seconds.
All right, copy. We're still working on some steps. I'll give you a call as soon as we have them. Thank you.
Good, thanks for the help.
Station on 2-4, Anil, and more WHC troubleshooting.
Anil, put you on 2.
Hey, Anil. So we're coming up on kind of a long LOS, but what we'd like you to do is run 11.5.403 two more times. And the idea here is that this will give the water separator... Hey, Anil, sorry, I think I walked you into a handover here. So we'd like you to run 11.5.403 two more times, the idea being that this will give the separator time to drain into the new internal path, just in case the external path is clogged somehow, and leave WHC on for 90 seconds each time. If this doesn't fix the issue, we'll call you after evening DPC to coordinate a power cycle when that has some back and forth between you guys and us here on the ground.
All right, copy that. So in the meantime, we'll do 11.5.403 twice with 90-second intervals. And we'll let you know when we're done or when we have comm again.
Yep, thank you.
Houston station, we're going to lose comm, but we just completed one cycle. We're going to do the next cycle of the WHC. Just wanted you to know that the sound of the blower was diminished maybe about 50% prior. Sound. The separator, sorry, sound.
Okay, copy. We have really bad comm, but if you can hear me, I have the power cycle steps if what you're doing right now doesn't clear it. So let me know when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy. Go for it.
All right, so we want to do a power cycle of the control panel. That's 11.5.405, step 2. And then wait 2 minutes, and then run 11.5.404, step 1, 3, and 6.
All right, 11.5.405, step 2, wait 2 minutes, and 11.5.404, step 1, 3, and 6.
Good read, and good luck to you. Station on 2 for Anil. I have more troubleshooting questions for you.
My one.
Hey, Sophie. So I was just wondering, with the diminished fan sound, is there suction at the urine valve? And earlier when Anil said that the lights took 4 to 5 seconds to turn on, was the fan startup delayed by that same amount of time?
So the lights take 10 seconds to turn on, and there is suction at the end of the urine funnel.
All right, copy. Thank you.
There was suction right away. And just as a heads up, we did the two procedures. Now we're going to power down the rack for the steps you recommended.
All right, we copy. Thank you.
And just a question, do we need to clear the check separator lights, red lights, with 403 before turning off the ASU, the WHC?
Let's clarify.
Checking. All right, Sophie, so the answer to your most recent question is no, but I want to clarify, was the sound of the fan also delayed 4 to 5 seconds or longer when you powered up WHC. I'm sorry, when you ran the troubleshooting procedure.
So when we ran the troubleshooting procedure, the sound of the separator was 50% less noisy as usual, as if the separator was really weak. It was the same pitch, but the weaker volume, it was less loud. The blower was okay, and the light of the blower was okay, and the sound of the blower was okay. It's just the separator sound which was not. And the blower was nominal in terms of timings.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the answers to these onesie twosie questions as we're doing some real time troubleshooting down here.
All right.
Houston, Chris on two for WHC and stowage.
All right, Chris, go ahead. We are with you on two.
Yeah, two things. Just a quick stowage one. That Max Sevis kit, that will definitely not fit in Delta 1 either of Lab Overhead 5. It's a pretty big item. So I think I don't see any of these Lab Overhead 5 locations having room unless we take something out and remove it. And then second of all, we are game for that WHC separator R&R. We're doing the stowage now and just wanted to confirm. We've seen 11.5.313, but just to check in with you on the procedure and anything, any deltas you might have.
Okay, yeah, that's a good procedure. I do have a few deltas / notes when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Right. So in step 1.2, it says to remove the locking wire. This has confused people in the past because there's also tethers on those caps that are in place. So you want to remove the locking wire. It's a braided metal wire, and the tether looks like it's made about out of nylon. So leave that alone. And then in step 2.1, safing is already in place. And in step 8, you'll want to take WHC to UPA.
Copy that. Just a quick question on 1.2. I know in most of these procedures, they do reference lock wire, but it actually is, for many of the other WHC items, not actually wire, but like a kind of a fishing line type material that is used like a lock wire. Are we expecting actual lock wire, or are we expecting the kind of fishing line material for this item?
So that's my bad. Good clarification. It is actually going to look like fishing line this time.
I mean, yeah, and just thing that's the lock wire, not the thing that's the tether in the cap, which makes total sense. And then 2.1, we are already good for safing in place, and for step 8, we're going to UPA.
Yep, and then once you're all finished, you can trash the failed pump separator into JSB serial number 6184. And if you'd like us to come on board the No3 camera, we can, but we don't have to. It's completely up to you. We know it's kind of late in the day.
We're happy to put that on when we get into the R&R. And copy 6184, is that our current in-use WHC, or is that a different one?
That's the current WHC JSB.
Copy all. All right, we will get that in work. It'll be a good handover with the mill.
All right, thank you, sir. And I actually do have an answer to Jack's question about the CTB he called down during evening DVC.
Copy that. I'll have Jack give you a quick call, or I can take the answer down if it's an easy thing to pass on. And then one other thing, I'll leave that Cetus kit on lab deck 5 for now until we have a location for it.
Okay, copy. But yeah, the information for Jack is pretty straightforward. Basically, we typoed the serial number in line 218. Which is why he had the question about line 225, because it shows as the same CTB, but it's not. We'll just go ahead and correct that in StowTrack for tomorrow.
Copy all. Just a typo, and it'll be corrected in StowTrack for tomorrow. Thanks.
Yep. All right. Well, we are here if you need us.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll let you know when we're in the procedure and have another camera.
Pete, just jumping in, one additional question. That pump separator was in that 0.5. There's nothing else in that 0.5, so I'm just going to return that one to the empty CCD pantry. I'm assuming, since this is going in the JSB, you don't want anything else in that, right?
Checking. Yep, Jessica, good clarification. That sounds like a plan to us.
Great, copy.
Station on 2 for WHC.
Houston, station is with you on 2. I realize I forgot to turn on the camera.
Copy. That's not what we're calling about, though. But, yes, camera view would be nice. There we are. We see it now. We just wanted to be explicit that as you mate and demate the hoses, if you just take a look inside and make sure that there's no FOD or debris or anything that's not liquid, we want to see that nothing is broken upstream and traveling down into the separator.
Yeah, we denated those hoses already. We are on currently working on step 4.14, and we did not note any FOD in or anything, any debris. A little bit of liquid in the just a couple milliliters of liquid when we disconnected the piping, but otherwise things have been clean and clear.
Copy. Good news. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2. The quick question for 4.14. It seems like we get pretty good access to the top fasteners, but the bottom two, or the station nadir two fasteners, doesn't seem like we have great access from inside this panel. Is the expectation that we should be able to reach everything with just through WHCO2, or do we need to take off the lower panel as well?
Checking.
All right, Chris. So OSA says they expected that you should be able to reach all the fasteners without removing panel 3, but if you need to, that's completely fine.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take another look, and then if we think it'll be easier to take off panel 3, we'll do that. Thank you.
Copy. And if you think the procedure needs an update with that, when you're done, just let us know.
Copy. Welcome.
Station on 2 for WHC.
With you on 2.
Hey, Chris. So we'd like you to call us before you start step 6, WHC activation. Before we do that, we're actually going to have you swap out an upstream filter just to make sure that's not causing the issue, and we'll have those steps for you when you get to step 6.
Copy, Wilco. And if you do have the stowage for that filter, we can take that. We can kind of multitask a little bit.
Getting it?
All right, Chris. I got that stowage location. That's going to be at the node 3 port end cone, 1.0 CTV 5608. There's going to be a 24 by 24 Ziploc bag full of filters, and you can grab any of them and just report the serial number.
Node 3 port end cone, 1.0 5608. Any filter from that 24 by 24 bag, and is this just the filter that's like in the connecting the urine hose to it, to the piping?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, yeah, we'll grab the procedure from you when we get there, but I'm pretty familiar with that one.
Station on 2 for insert filter steps.
Houston, station is with you. We are just done with step 4, just about to start step 5, and ready to copy those insert filter steps.
Good timing. So once you are finished with step 5, we're going to have you open procedure 11.5.201, and then we're going to have you run through that up until step 4.6 and stop after 4.6. And then when you get to step 3.7, take a photo of the urine receptacle.
Okay, I copied 11.5.201, which we're going to do after we finish step 5. And we go up through 4.6, and at 3.7, we'll take a photo of the urine receptacle.
Good read.
And just a quick stowage question. Can you confirm that 1.0-5608 is in the node 3 port end cone and not in, like, the overhead or another area there, that it's in the end cone? I'd just taken a quick look. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, checking. Station on 2 for Chris and CTV.
And Chris on 2, I just found the CTV, so we are in good shape.
Station on 2 for Chris with a slight correction.
Chris, with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, I think I called up the wrong words about photo documenting the old filter. I think I said to take a picture of the urine receptacle. But what we actually want is both ends of the filter that Anil and you are going to be removing.
Okay, yeah, copy. That makes sense. I remember doing that on these prior filter removals. So we will we'll get those photos.
Copy. Station on 2 for Chris and Anil.
On 2.
Thanks, Chris. Very slight delta for the insert filter R&R procedure when you get to it. I had said to stop after step 4.6, but we actually also want you to do step 5.3.
Okay. Also do 5.3 of the insert filter. Okay. Yeah, that'll happen as we put the panel back on. So yeah, no big deal there.
All right. Perfect. And we definitely appreciate all the work. We know it's been a really long day, and you guys are doing great.
No worries. We're getting there. We're getting just getting these last bits back on, and we'll be in business.
And Chris, I have one more addendum to the addendum.
Go ahead.
All right. So once you guys finish the insert filter R&R, you'll go back to 11.5.313, the pump separator R&R activity, and you'll finish out with steps 6 through 9. But in step 7, if you could please let us know how the suction is, we would appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, we'll let you know how the suction is in step 7.
Copy, and we've got a pretty decent LOS coming up here in about 4 minutes.
Okay, we will continue pressing. We're making a lot of progress. We'll hopefully be done pretty soon.
All right, copy. And Chris, once you guys are all finished, just give us a call. We've got some things we want to talk to you about for tomorrow morning.
Happy Wilka.
Station on 2 for WHC.
Station on 2.
Hey, Chris. We have a command outage coming up tonight, so if you guys wanted to skip putting the closeout panels back on and just jump into step 6 through 9, you could do that too. May save a little bit of time.
Yep. Yeah, we were just getting ready for step 6. We're just putting on 03 per the last. Okay. Yeah, we're getting started in step 6 now.
Copy. Yeah, this will just let us verify that everything is copacetic before the command outage starts, and then you can go back and do the remaining panel.
Copy. Houston, Chris on 2 for WHC. We got a good nominal functionality check. We're just completing step 9. We got 98368 uses.
All right. Nicely done, gentlemen. We've just got some real quick ground commanding here in a few minutes to make sure that WHC is go for use, and we'll let you know when that's complete.
Copy. We'll keep getting things buttoned up here.
Chris, while I have you, did the suction feel normal in step 7?
Yeah, suction felt great in step 7.
Awesome. Station on 2 for Kristen and Neil. Hopefully one of the last calls tonight.
Station 2.
Hey, so we wanted to thank you guys so much for working such a long day and getting that done. I'm sure your crewmates will appreciate it. I have new stow locations for the pump separator and insert filter when you're ready to copy.
Apologies. I already put those in the WHC JSP. Should those go somewhere else?
Just the pump separator. We actually wanted to return that on a SpaceX return number 1 CTB. But I can give you that information if you're going to copy it.
Okay, SpaceX return 1, is that PMM overhead 1?
It's actually at node 2, deck 2, 4.0 CTB, SpaceX return number 1, 5126.
Copy, node 2, deck 2, 5126. I will get the separator out of the WHC JSP and bring it over there.
All right, sorry to make you dig around in the trash. And then the next thing is we're going to try to give you guys some time back in the morning because you're working so late. We also wanted to ask if you would like the morning DPC to be canceled, or maybe you could nominate someone to cover it for you.
I'm happy to keep the morning DPC. I'll give Anil the option to sleep in, but I only have a couple weeks left. I got to make my morning DPCs count.
All right, that sounds good. And then last but not least, just a reminder that there is a command outage tonight for the next 4-5-ish hours, so we won't be able to send any commands from the ground. And with that, I think I want to wish you guys a very good night.
Okay, and just to confirm, are we go to go?
Yes, you are go for WHC, and I think I have some clarifying words for tomorrow morning's timeline, if you hang on 1 second.
Okay, yeah, I'm hanging on.
All right, Chris. Yeah, so this is the real last question I have for you. So we saw you and Anil working on that. Did anybody else stay up late to help you guys out, and do you think they would need some time off in the morning as well?
I think just me and Anil are good.
All right. Well, with that, wish you guys good night. We'll update the timeline while you're asleep. And we've torn down the camera in Node 3. And go get some sleep, guys.
Okay, and Anil and I are both feeling totally fine. This is before our normal bedtime, so no need to stress about adjusting the morning. You know, if you give us a little extra downtime later in the day, that'd be great, but like not required. I think we're both doing great. This was some really good handover. You know, didn't want it to happen at this time, but I think it was really great to get to work through it with him, and he absolutely crushed it. I got to be the supervisor, so really Anil did all the work.
The all good words, couple of night owls. All right, well, thank you guys. And with that, have a good evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Happy all, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow. Houston, station on 2 for stowage. 4.05126 is not going to be able to fit this. Do you have an alternate?
Copy, checking. Hey, Chris, we don't have a location for you tonight. I recommend just temp stowing it near WHC, and then we will deal with it in the morning.
Maybe install.
Copy. Sounds good. Have a good evening.